Measuring the Value of Indirect Exports. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America.
My name is Mark Jagels. I'm a producer from South Central Nebraska, about 100 miles southwest of Lincoln, Nebraska. Currently, I'm vice chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
We hear so much about the export of soybeans, and maybe more about the export of soybeans indirectly, what goes out of here in livestock. So how important is the livestock industry to those who grow soybeans?
We know livestock is our number one customer, and it's a way for us to add value to a product that we grow, whether it be corn, soybean side, we're adding value through meat exports. In 2011, we saw record exports in both the beef and pork side in both volume and value. It goes to the hard work that I think the U.S. Meat Export Federation does, not only in Denver, but in their overseas offices that are located across the whole United world.
What is it about this relationship between livestock producers and soybeans? What is important about that?
We as producers are continually growing more. Our number one goal is yield. I want the highest yield I can. Well, with that, we have to find a home for what we're doing. We're producing more domestically. We probably aren't using any more inside the United States, but exporting the soybean product or adding value to the pork side, to the poultry side, to the beef side of that product that is grown in the state and utilized in the state and then exported, the finished product, the beef or the pork product is exported. That's where the value is really at.
Bottom line, are soybean growers benefiting from that relationship?
Oh, most definitely. MEF just did a study this last year with an individual from Cornell, and we actually wanted to see what the return on investment was for dollars that were invested. We saw over a $7 return for every dollar invested in market exports or market growth or expanding that market. For every dollar from the checkoff that's invested in MEF or utilized in a promotion in another country, if you get a 7-to-1 return, I think that's great. It's adding value and it's showing what the value is. And the other thing that we're seeing with that, almost half of MES funding comes from the federal government through FMD and MAP funds. Well, these checkoff dollars that are invested from local checkoffs, from national checkoff boards into MEF, it multiplies the buying power that we have and utilizes the FMD and MAP funding from the federal government. So once those are leveraged, even with the return on top of that, the numbers are staggering.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice Chairman Mark Jagels. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.